This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, here we are, episode 385. Well, you know the apostle brothers James and John from the Gospels we've been reading. Well, we have the reader brothers James and John too. John read chapter 1 of John's Gospel, and James is here to record this chapter. They were having a snowstorm when we recorded. Let's go to James now.
And there he is. There's James. Hey, James, how are you?
Good.
It's good to see you again. I heard you're going to have a lot of snow tomorrow.
Well, usually it's a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And plus, it's not only a pajama day. We're going to drink our chocolate.
Oh. So there's no school tomorrow because of the snowstorm?
Yeah.
But can you have hot chocolate at home?
Yeah.
So you can still be in your pajamas and have hot chocolate?
Yeah.
But it's not the same, is it?
Yeah, because at school we're going to play some games, you're going to, you know. And plus, we had, so usually on Mondays we have like nothing, and on Tuesdays we have art, and on Wednesdays we have gym, Thursdays we have gym, and on Friday we have art, so tomorrow we have art, and I really like art.
But you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
They already canceled school.
Yeah, but even though I'm going to play in the snow tomorrow, I might be shoveling and playing in the snow with my dad.
Okay. You'll play shoveling. That's a good way to get your kids to shovel. You say it's a game. Here's a shovel. Let's play the game called shoveling.
Yeah.
Well, very good. You have a smart dad.
I did not mean to say that, but yeah.
Now, are you a mitten person or a glove person?
I think both. When it's snowy, I get my gloves because I like to play in the snow. But when it's not that much snow, like only piles of snow, I get my my mittens to play like soccer, because we have like 3 courts of soccer in my school, and then on the wall of the school, there's another net that are drawn 2 nets beside each other.
Oh. Well, wow. It sounds like you have that all figured out. That's really good. Well, I'm excited to have you back reading for us.
What will we be reading today?
John chapter 4.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 26.
Superb. Let's get started.
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria, so he came to a city of Samaria which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the 6th hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he."
Very nice, James. Thank you. Jesus met a woman from Samaria. As we heard in the gospel reading, usually Jewish people did not talk to Samaritan people, but Jesus didn't care about those human customs. That wasn't God's custom. And we find out the woman had a difficult life and was married many times. This too might stop someone from wanting to talk to her, but Jesus did not care about that. He knew that she was a person who had spiritual injuries, and he was able to bring healing to her. That's why he said he could give her living water, water that would fill her with a joyful and abundant life. He didn't mean he was going to pour her a glass of this living water like some magic potion. He meant that trusting him was like being filled with everything she would need to give her true life, the life she was missing through her own sadness and difficult past. And Jesus promises to give us living water. When we trust in him, we are also filled with life, and we are given strength to live the life he's called us to. So thanks, James, for reading for us today. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio. Thank you.